This podcast is designed exclusively for adults. Our content revolves around cannabis, and we want to stress that we strictly adhere to the legal guidelines governing its consumption. This podcast combines humor and education to explore various aspects of cannabis. Please be advised that the information shared on this podcast is not intended as professional advice, and we strongly recommend familiarizing yourself with the specific cannabis laws and regulations applicable in your jurisdiction. The hosts of Bong Rips and Video Games want to make it clear that we consume cannabis legally within the states of New Jersey and Delaware, where we record and produce our content. While we aim to create an open and enjoyable space for conversations about cannabis, we encourage you to responsibly and lawfully engage with this substance in your own location. By choosing to listen to this podcast, you acknowledge that the content is intended for adult audiences, and we assume no responsibility for any actions taken as a result of the information provided. Stay informed, stay responsible, and enjoy Bong Rips and Video Games responsibly.
Welcome to another episode of Bong Rips and Video Games, everybody. Thank you so much for coming to another episode. I think this is number 30 now. This is 30, isn't it?
This is the solid 30, man. We are maturing 30, by the
30 consecutive weeks.
Yep, 30 consecutive weeks.
That says
a lot. I will drink to that.
Hell yeah.
Coca-Cola's. Nuka-Colas.
Nuka-Cola.
Look at him. You can see him getting irradiated as we speak.
Yes.
I don't want to see tomorrow unless I see it with you, right? But anyways, we got a great show today. We got a lot to talk about. But to really start it off, marijuana, Schedule 3, baby, let's go. In an effort to get more votes, President Joe Biden has smoked, this is the article too that I read, it was kind of funny. Biden smokes Trump a marijuana policy. But we want to talk to you about what this means, okay? You guys are probably thinking, well, what's a Schedule 1 drug, right? And I just had it.
While we're on this subject, I want to bring something up. But
yes, go ahead.
So as much as this is a movement towards bettering for cannabis, there's a lot of people in the cannabis industry, whether they're legal in state or backyard dealers, that do not agree with Schedule 3. Here's the reason why, and I kind of understand, okay? So with Schedule 3, what that actually means is, this is coming from things that I have heard and things that I have read.
Yeah.
What Schedule 3 means for the cannabis industry is, this gives the government a chance to regulate cannabis. On a legalization standpoint, I can understand this being a good thing, but yeah, on a business standpoint, especially the ones that are doing home grow, that are growing for dispensaries and everything else like that, this could be very bad for them.
I'm happy you brought this up, because there's actually an article that I have here, like where it brings dispensaries and businesses into uncharted territory. So
yes,
continue with this.
Yep. Because they have to, because at this point now, if that bill does go through, they have to abide by a federal legislation in order for them to continue business.
Yep.
Now, this could be a good thing, because this allows other dispensaries to be legal on a federal level, which has never been done in this country.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah,
but on the flip side of that coin, this could break a lot of dispensaries. a lot of them. And like we and could
New Jersey
see,
alone, New
we
Jersey
can see
alone.
Dwindling numbers in there's what I mean, maybe 5,000 dispensaries across the United States right now. So we can see that dwindle back to maybe 1,000.
Jersey alone, we have. I mean, we've opened up a plethora of fucking dispensaries. And all within a span of like a very small period
small
of time.
Yep, and a small period of time.
Small period of time. Like these things sprouted. We're looking at Amigo smoke shops lined up and down fucking Bergen Line right now, almost every other couple of blocks. Like, granted, these aren't legitimate dispensaries, but it's just showing like how frequently these things are opening up and like how much they're trying to make business off of this ordeal.
Yes.
So, yeah, this could definitely be either a good or bad fucking thing, depending on what side of the coin you're playing on.
Yeah. So now, if you're asking if this makes weed legal nationally, no.
No.
It just simply shows a shift in how the DEA sees marijuana's risk for abuse and use in medical scenarios.
Yes.
So, you know, this whole situation, now with the dispensaries, says under tax code, no business that deals with a Schedule One or Schedule Two substance is permitted to make any deductions or add any credit to their annual federal taxes. That stands to change when marijuana becomes a Schedule Three drug. And it was just news recently how Senator Chuck Schumer wanted to push for more cannabis banking.
Yes.
You know, so this is another big thing. An expert, Robert Mikos of the LaRoche Family Professor of Law at Vanderbilt University says, don't expect a boon for marijuana for entrepreneurs. They say it'll have some impact, but I think the reason that the impact won't be as great as many people might otherwise anticipate, it's really twofold. And one is that this drug is still going to be regulated under the Controlled Substance Act, and those regulations are going to be really hard for companies now in the industry to satisfy.
Yeah. It's gonna become the same thing as vending alcohol. You wanna vend alcohol in an establishment, you're gonna need a license, a liquor license to do it. So it's gonna call for the same shit with weed at some point.
This kind of makes me think too.
Let's get this out of the way. I'm sorry, but liquor licenses are not cheap.
No, they are not.
Imagine how much
what a cannabis license is going to be. License. Yeah.
So this kind of brings into thought too. Are they gonna, since this is happening, are they gonna have to start doing all the science for it all? Because we're getting more. This means we're gonna get more science, more research, more accurate numbers in our yields.
I mean, honestly, it also increases the risk. I mean, the risk.
Yep.
I mean, big pharma gets involved, and you know they start really experimenting and testing on it.
And that's what I wanted to get into.
You know, it's gonna be that is no longer what we considered natural and safe anymore.
Right.
It's going to be chemically enhanced and chemically altered in some fucking way. Yeah. And that's honestly a fear.
Look at what they did to cocaine.
Well, and that's what I wanted to get into, right? Is that, yes, Schedule 3 does seem like on paper,
it's
seem
great.
Like a good thing. But I'm going to let you guys know this now. Am I for Schedule 3? No, I'm not. I am highly against Schedule 3. If they're not going to move forward and actually push to legalize cannabis federally, I will not back any kind of government backing to prove that cannabis is good for humans when we actually all know that it is. We all have cannabinoid receptors in our bodies. We all know how to be able to intake that shit. We can process THC naturally through our bodies. There is no reason why that cannabis shouldn't be legalized by this point. Other countries have done it. Look what Amsterdam did. Amsterdam did that, and look at their numbers.
Yeah.
So it's safe to say that you're saying that you like things the way they are now.
I do.
Yes.
I like things the way that they are.
Hey, completely fucking agree. Completely. I would prefer
it to be the way that it is right now. If this changes the DEA's outlook on cannabis, fine. But I'm telling you, as soon as Big Pharma gets involved, that's when shit's going to fucking turn for the worse, guys.
It's going to become a problem. Because they're going to have specific, this is here's weed, marijuana that our company distributed that it'll help you sleep better.
But I don't know that company.
But the side effects include fucking medicine that
they're gonna be. It's gonna be like every single medication that they are fucking putting out on television trying to promote. It's gonna be exactly just like that.
The only thing I want from weed is the fucking munchies, bro. Yep. That's it.
So does this mean we're finally gonna get those commercials that like Viagra does with the?
Oh my fucking god! On YouTube, every couple of ads, mood or this other fucking shit coming up, and like. Dude, it's there. It's happening.
It's going to be like, do you want to sit around with your friends and have a good time? Do you want a stress reliever? Are you not hungry? Cannabis.
We have a risk of involuntary diarrhea. And you look at this other shit, heart palpitations. And you're like, oh, fucking, I'll feel great. But I'm dying on the inside. Wonderful. Fucking wonderful.
And don't forget, guys, it's going to be made by Johnson & Johnson, not affiliated.
Oh, God, please stop. To be honest with you, bro, I would rather Pfizer be the one to fucking come out with it first, to be honest with you, dog. Fuck Johnson & Johnson.
No, I thought we said no politics in this motherfucker.
No. Oh, man, so what do we got today, guys? What we got?
Yeah, we got canceled video games. Video games that we should have gotten, but didn't get. I mean, video games that honestly, thankfully, we never got. Like, the category is vast, to be perfectly honest.
Yeah, it really is.
Yeah. Now, before you go through this list, are there any that come into mind?
Yes, I have one.
Hit it. Let's go.
So, this was my favorite game when it had came out on PlayStation 2. I love this game. I played the shit out of this game. I beat this game 25 times. No lie, no bullshit.
Damn.
Yep, and I'm talking about 1 and 2 collectively 25 times between the both of them. I love this fucking game, and when 3 was getting ready to come out, I was super excited until I found out what was going to be happening in 3, and then I was like, no wonder why it got canceled. And I'm talking about State of Emergency.
Oof. Oh my god.
Actually, did it bring State of Emergency up as one of the controversial games?
Like, yes. It's because it's a game about mass shooting.
Well, yeah, it was about, wasn't it the LA riots or some shit like that?
Mm-hmm. It was based off of the LA riots, yes.
So what's interesting about this is that, so that's like a political type board game.
Yes, very
right?
much so.
So mm-hmm. I'm going to keep this energy because the game that I had was Rainbow Ooh. Six Patriots.
Oh.
And Ooh. So I don't know if you guys knew about the whole history, but there's a whole game demo that was released on YouTube. I'll put the link in our description so you guys could see it. The game was practically finished. And I remember it started off, you know, with a home invasion, and they were kidnapping people, and it ended with a man with a bomb on his chest being thrown off the Brooklyn Bridge.
Oh.
And then when the trailer came out, the trailer showed a whole bunch of different stuff, and that was a man who was being attacked by a bunch of political forces, like enemy forces, and it was about domestic terrorism in New York City, and this was like a couple years after 9/11, like in that 10-year span. So it was like, okay, we can't do this. So
that's pretty much what happened with State of Emergency. State of Emergency was done. They actually released it, put it out on the shelves. It lasted 24 hours, and they pulled all of them bitches from the shelf.
It was an insane game, like the character selection, the different people you could pick from, like, yeah. And I like how it was very inclusive as far as your character selection.
Very much so.
Anyone fucking take part in these wonders.
You want to know who my favorite character to use was?
Tell me it was like Carlos, that fucking
the Cholo.
Yep. That was the one. He's badass hobbling around picking up a cat. Yep, there we go.
Oh, shit. That's hilarious. No, but yeah, so what about you, Jude? You got one that comes to mind?
Actually, a game that you yourself actually sampled, and I was interested in seeing an outcome to it, and found out that it got canceled, which was, I believe, 6 days or 7 days in Fallujah. One of those two.
I play 6 days of Fallujah.
There you go.
You talk about the one I was just talking to you about a couple days ago. No, that was the Division Heartlands.
That's right.
Yeah.
So wait a minute. Now that the game's canceled, does the NDA still exist?
I don't know.
I'm not even going to risk it.
I don't know.
Because there was a lot of stuff that I wish I could talk about. That it was good. It was a really good game.
I saw you play the gameplay that you were like streaming for us and shit. And
yeah.
I loved how enveloped it was. Like the detailing, even the fucking structural damage, everything was really well
done. Yeah, really well done.
I don't know
how the fuck they gave up on that. That's fucked up.
I'll tell you one thing. There was one bad thing about it, and it was the fact that that open worldness was gone. They sandboxed you where, like, you had to go into a helicopter, and then the helicopter would load you and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Over there. So I want to know what's on this list. Where'd you get the list from? And I'll make sure to put the link of the list in the description as well.
So this list is directly off Screen Rant. And what I love it is, the Screen Rant's actually a really, really good source. I used to hop on Screen Rant mainly for like upcoming movies and shit like that. They would give you a lot of really cool teasers. But this is 25 amazing canceled video games we'll never get to play. Unfortunately, there's some of these games on the list that, you're just reading over it. It's upsetting. It's upsetting to say the least. But Silent Hills, which was supposed to be a follow-up and a remake of the original Silent Hill, canceled. Another one, Star Wars 1313, canceled. It was supposed to be a third-person shooter, and let me see. I got some details here. Third-person shooter that would throw players into the shoes of a young Boba Fett as he begins his bounty-hunting career.
Yeah.
Oh, so that would have been amazing, and I have a feeling you would have played like Survivor.
They were talking about that game recently.
Mm-hmm. Another one, Gotham by Gaslight. It was supposed to be by Day One Studios, who did Fear.
Okay,
but that was another Batman game.
Is that the Batman
steampunk? Yeah, that's the steampunk one, the one in the old school era. Interesting. I believe it was. Here we go. The prototype game footage was created for publisher THQ, who would need to secure the rights for the DC Comics character in order to officially greenlight production. Sadly, THQ couldn't swing it, and the project was abandoned.
Mm-hmm.
So that's fucked up. Now, here's an interesting one.
Why are there so many canceled Batman games?
There's a few. One not on this list. The game that became Shadows of Mordor, or one of those two. I think it was the sequel to that fucking Mordor game. It was like a Lord of the Rings open world fucking
game.
Really cool game. But the original stem for that was supposed to be another Arkham attempt. And they changed it to a Lord of the Rings game last minute, which was fucked up. But this game was interesting when it came across me on the list. Dirty Harry, the video.
They were making a Dirty Harry video game?
It was. So it was... Dirty Harry, the video game, would have been a third-person shooter in a sandbox-style map of San Francisco, where Harry Callahan would continue to track down the evil Scorpio. It was intended to be a continuation of the film series taking place between Dirty Harry and Magnum Force. So that would have been an interesting fucking game to play.
Yeah.
I have a feeling that would have played like Mafia, something along those lines. It would have been really cool. Another one. I mean, I'm not a big fan of...
That was the same studio who did, like, the Da Vinci Code game, the X-Files, the Men in Black game. Interesting.
Then it would have been interesting, not for nothing. It would have been interesting. Now, another one, a game called Project Titan. Supposed to be a sci-fi MMO. But that one will never see the light of day. It was a... World of Warcraft developer Blizzard Entertainment is the king of MMORPGs. Surprisingly, though, the company's sci-fi MMO project, Titan, will never see the light of day. So that's another game that... Kladuki. Now, here's another one that surprised... I kind of had an idea that this game existed in some way, shape, or form and got fucked over. I don't know if you've heard of this, Sanchez. Daredevil, the man without fear.
Oh, yeah. I do remember this game, and there was footage just released recently for it as well.
See, there you go. So, yeah, apparently they had graphic engine problems, clashes between the creatives and Sony and Marvel. It's a lot of shit that got involved, so that went to kakapu. Another game here, I never heard of this title before. It's simply called Agent.
Oh, it's a that's the Rockstar game.
It's a Rockstar-developed game.
I know about this game, actually. So this what do you know about it? So this game was being developed around the time Bully was. And it was supposed to be like their version of like 007, but in the mechanics of a GTA game. Now, this was around, I think this was around GTA 4 time.
It it looks just around that period. Yeah,
so I think a couple things were leaked, like a map was leaked. They had all the Rockstar flavor on top of it. It looked very, very ambitious, but I think that game ended up becoming GTA 5, I think. You know, because that was, I think they were working on that on a newer engine. And yeah, that was a game I was actually kind of excited for, to be honest with you. Oh, no, it became Red Dead Redemption 2.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Not for nothing. I'm with it. I love
Red
Dead Redemption 2.
And they tried to bring this back in a DLC that's never been released for GTA 5 with Trevor being a FIB agent.
Oh, shit.
Yeah,
see, that would have been pretty cool.
Yeah, look, that was so cool. All these things are connected, baby.
All right, another video game on this list by developer Bottle Rocket Entertainment that never got the kickoff it deserved was The Flash, The Fastest Man Alive.
Really?
Flash game would have spanned across two open world maps, two of them, which makes fucking sense if you're playing The Flash. You know, you have to fucking go. So that was pretty much the intention for this band, but it had it looked like it had some really, really cool like game mechanics. The game would have utilized extensive running mechanics to properly account for Flash's speed and maneuverability, as well as speed force based combo system and even a morality gauge. So it had some promise, but unfortunately there was legal issues with the publisher. Yeah, bankruptcy got involved. Yeah, it was a fucking mess. Now, another game on this list, and this is the one I was most excited for when I came across it, another Star Wars title. Like, we're getting a pattern here with Batman and Star Wars and, like, you know, big-time games like this, but Battle of the Siths was the name of this fucking thing.
I have never heard of this.
It was going to be a stealth action game developed by Redfly Studios, and it would be centered around Darth Maul, which is pretty fucking interesting.
I love that game.
They were taking inspiration from the Arkham Asylum games, framing Maul as both an expert swordsman and deadly predator stalking from shadows.
There's so much more story about Darth Maul that we haven't gotten.
Oh, man.
You know, there's so much more that we haven't got, and I would love it. I would have loved to have played a game based on Darth Maul, but I'm stuck to using mods on Battlefront, so.
Hey, it's all right, man. At least you could role play it out in your fucking, in your mind. Ah, in way,
immersive
shape,
gaming, baby.
There you go. That's how it works. This is how we do it.
Yep.
All right.
What you got? What?
Pause for the cause.
Let's do it.
Okay.
Let's pause.
We're well over halfway through this list, which is great. So.
Perfect. What are we pausing for?
We got Dabs.
All right, so I have been deemed the person to call Strain of the Week.
I love
you're the Strain Daddy.
Strain Daddy.
That's merch. That's merch, Gio. That's merch. Give me my shit. That's merch. Strain Daddy, that's merch. All right. So the Strain of the Week this week is called Kushberry. It's from Seed and Strain. It's a really good.
You're addicted to berries.
It's an indica dominant hybrid. 24.76%.
Nice.
Very nice high, real mellow body high with a little bit of a head buzz. I use this mainly to relax and try and just lay in bed, watch TV. If I want to feel couch locked, this is what I smoke. It's really, really good. So definitely, if you ever get a chance to come across Kushberry, try it. It's really good.
That's what I like to hear.
What are you smoking on fucking Sanchez? What do you got?
So I think it's some type of diesel.
A type of diesel?
A type of diesel?
It's You know,
does it have that? Does it have that signature diesel, pungent, skunky fucking?
And it's fluffy. And it's fluffy.
Oh, yeah.
I think we got some sour in the house today, boys.
Very nice.
It's super fluffy, and I'm feeling pretty good.
I like that.
Quick shout out. I just want to give a quick shout out to a few people while we're smoking.
Well, before that, a buy a bunch. Everybody wondering, sativa, definitely a fucking amazing flavor, which I think I might enjoy more than I think, but definitely a good taste. I'll tell you exactly how I feel in a couple of minutes.
That's what I want to hear.
If it tends to cloud all the other shit I've smoked throughout the day, but we'll see.
Oh, man. Anybody got shout outs? I got a quick shout out. I want to give a shout out.
I know you had a very interesting weekend. You went to the show. You went to go see Normandy.
Normandy was great. 12 out of 10. You cracked that shit to Spinal Tap, baby, okay? I'm just like, I haven't been to a show where the opening band got the house packed. We left right after that. We were good. I'm not there for the TikTok fan. Sorry. Our last night, you're a great band. You are a great band, but I've seen you before, and I'm not there to sing and dance to Humble for the fourth time, okay? I love you, no offense, but your TikTok fans were there, and I would not give a shit kicking a kid in the face if the pit started. That's their fault, not mine. You should have taught your kid better. Okay, Gio, let them know.
Keep your kids in the baby carriage or on your fucking those stupid chest holders that you fucking cucks wear now.
Yeah, no, fucking idiots. Show was good. We had an awesome birthday party. Thank you guys for coming, Dabs. I wish you were fucking there. It was a fallout the birthday.
I know, man. I know.
You'll be here soon.
Yes,
I'm gonna take advantage of that ass.
I know you are.
Yeah. I'm gonna take you on the boat. We're gonna have a good time. Gio,
just don't do me like Diddy. Can I say that? Can I say that?
You know. All I'm gonna say is that when you're here, and someone offers you gum, just take
no. Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
So yeah, let's finish this list and then I'll get the wheel ready.
Oh yeah. So we hear a fan of the game franchise StarCraft. Y'all remember that shit?
Yes. The original ones, absolutely.
Yep. All right, well they had a project that they were in the works called Ghost, StarCraft Ghost.
Okay.
Supposed to be a spinoff to the StarCraft series. But that was unfortunately canceled. Another interesting one that I would have really been happy to fucking see was Mega Man Universe.
Okay, Mega Man, really? They canceled a Mega Man game?
It was supposed to return to the, you know, to the side-scrolling roots. It was going to stay true to its shit. But apparently, Mega Man Universe is, what is it? The only one of the Blue Bomber's many canceled projects in the last decade.
Oh, wow.
That says a lot.
Yeah, it does.
Mega Man games are absolutely bonkers. I love them all.
They're fucking great.
Mega Man, I thought Mega Man 2 was the best, but.
Yeah. So this one would have been an X-Block.
Words are hard, right?
Yeah, that dyslexia sucks.
I love English. I love it.
Exclusive, which, as we all know, Xbox doesn't really have a lot of exclusives, unfortunately. Mm. But there was a game called Scalebound that was going to be released. It was going to be developed by Platinum Games, who also did Bayonetta, Nier Automatica. But it was supposed to be an RPG where players would team up with a dragon to go on various fantasy adventures. So it looked pretty fucking cool.
Interesting.
It was Microsoft ended its partnership with Platinum Games on the same day as the game's cancellation. So there was no details, you know, provided as to why it was canceled. But yeah, apparently that was a thing. Marvel Chaos. Supposed to be a Marvel fighting game, but this one true to the roots that was supposed to pull stories directly from the comic books, battles and sequences and shit like that. That would
have been man.
So unfortunately, we didn't get none of that fucking shit. It was going to be developed by the canceled Electronic Arts Chicago.
which, by the way, shout out Marvel X-Men 97. You did it again, baby. Let's go.
All right, let's not get into
it. Unpopular opinion?
Yeah. I don't care. Oh, man. Oh, all man. Right.
Doom 4.
Doom 4. That's
yes,
Doom
I did hear about that. Yeah,
it was announced back in 2008, originally designed as a cinematic take on the franchise with an emphasis on story.
Yes.
So it was going to literally dig deeper into the lore of, you know, Doom as a whole. So, unfortunately, canceled. Another DC title. Fuck, yo, this is becoming a thing. It was called Justice League Mortal.
Oh, I've heard about this.
I didn't hear about that.
I don't know much about it. Do tell.
Yeah. So, the tie-in would have been a third-person brawler that featured the members of the Justice League fighting waves of DC rogues as well as each other. So it was kind of like a battle royale using DC characters, like in the entire DC universe, which is pretty sick. So it was going to be a third-person brawler, yeah. Wow.
And then we ended up getting, what, that DC Universe game? Jesus
Christ. Yeah, DCU Online.
We got DCU Online.
All right, this one, title I've not heard of before, but apparently this was supposed to be Steven Spielberg's ambitious foray into the video game world. Strangely enough, okay. The game was called LMNO. I'm not exactly sure what it's abbreviated to, but it was a first-person action game that would have the player travel with Eve, an alien seeking refuge from an organization that wants to capture her. So pretty strange to say the least, but honestly, I'm intrigued because I've never heard of a game with that kind of concept.
No, never.
Another game, Zone of the Enders 3.
Never heard of that. What is that?
So Zone of the Enders and its sequel, The Second Runner, were cult hits during the PlayStation 2 era. Zone of the Enders 3, also known as Enders Project, has been planned early on, but it sadly never left the concept stages and barely received the spotlight during its short-lived production. Yeah. Boo. Motherfucking who. Not interested. Next!
Yeah, how many more we got? How many more we got?
Let me see. Any good ones
that we'll be like, oh shit about?
You know what? Let's do that. Here, I'll go through the ones that I'll give a shit about. Boom. Prey 2.
Oh, man. Oh, I didn't hear about really? Prey 2. Yeah.
Prey 2. The runaway success of Prey 2006 made the hype for its sequel unavoidable. Prey 2's infamous reveal trailer looked incredible and promised fans an action-driven sci-fi adventure. Little did anybody know that it would never come. So that's fucked. That's fucked up.
Yep.
Now here's the... Oh, look at this. 6 days in Fallujah.
But that's weird because I play the game almost every day.
That's sick, but it says here, Atomic Games set out to recreate the second battle of Fallujah at the request of Marines who fought there.
Wait, that's right, because the original game, it's still the same game, but the game was pulled because of how controversial it was.
Shit. Well, another interesting one, Time Splitters 4. I don't know if you guys were the fan of this Time Splitters franchise.
I
actually enjoyed them. They were pretty fucking cool. They were like GoldenEye. Yeah. That was pretty much what GoldenEye evolved into is what Time Splitters became.
I like Time Shift better, but yeah.
Yeah. Now, Battlefront 3, guys. We never got Battlefront 3.
Nope.
Never got Battlefront 3. We also never got our full-on...
We are never going to get Battlefront 3.
Nope.
And we had a canceled first-person Avengers game called The Avengers. It was going to be a first-person game. Four-player cooperative RPG where players could team up as core Avengers to take on the shape-shifting alien race, the Skrulls. But yeah, apparently that was also canceled. And that's pretty much the best ones left on that fucking list. Honestly, shit. I would have been down with a first-person Avengers game over that fucking...
I don't know about that, because if you're playing as Iron Man, you don't think the cameras would get a little crazy?
I mean, I would hope it's fucking like the HUD, like from inside the helmet.
Yeah, I mean that'd be interesting. I would have loved to have seen Agent come to life. To be honest with you, I don't know how you guys feel about if there was any other game in that list that you felt, but Agent's definitely my
pick. I would have wanted to see that Battle of the Sith game with Darth Maul.
Yeah, I would have loved to see that.
That would have been amazing.
That would have been amazing,
especially for me because I'm a huge Darth Maul fan. So, like, I've read Darth Maul's backstories in the comics and the graphic novels and the hardback cover books and
deep. Maul is fucking.
I love Maul. I love Maul's background. That shit is so intriguing for me. That's why I'm really excited when the time comes and we get a Maul show. Because ain't nobody going to hear from me for a while when that shit comes out.
I mean, I would have definitely, I mean, you guys know my play style. I like that stealthy approach, mm-hmm. that assassin shit. So this game would have been right up my alley. Not to mention my love of Star Wars in general, that like I would have marked the fuck out. I'm really sad that game didn't come in.
All right. So guys, you know what time it is.
Oh, another pause? No.
I mean, we're still early. This is crazy. This is an early episode.
We've been killing it with the time. This is like what Jerry Seinfeld said. You leave them wanting more.
At 35 minutes.
If they want more, you know what? They can contribute more topics. We still need more stuff on the wheel. So we need you guys to definitely start participating in our polls. That's what they're there for.
This is what we're working with right now, okay? Look,
it's running low, guys.
It's getting low.
It's getting really low.
It's getting low. Okay.
It hurts.
I see one on there that I want for next week.
Yo, I want Red Dead so fucking bad.
I want co-op versus PvP.
Boom. We did Stoner Hobbies already. Look, it's getting even smaller. Guys, this isn't good.
This isn't good.
Oh, man. Yeah, that's not good.
Oh, we did this one too. Best game strategies as an RPG. Look.
Oh shit!
Look at that,
guys! Don't let us die out, man. This is episode 30. We got how many there to fill up? We need more. You want this show to keep going? You got to feed us. Feed us more.
Well, no, are you saying that? Are you saying that when we run out of topics, the show is over?
I think that's what it means, guys.
I don't know about all that, guys.
Gio, stop that, Gio.
Stop that.
We can come up with shit.
We need the people to contribute, man. We need it to contribute. And if they don't contribute, you know what? I hang my hat after the list is done.
Guys, we don't need this. We don't need this, okay? Please help us.
Oh my god.
Dude, you got any topics want me to add in?
No. I want you to spin that shit.
Yeah, spin the wheel.
I want you to spin this motherfucker and let's eliminate another one off the list.
Come on, co-op versus PvP.
Come on!
Yes!
Good call. Wow. Holy shit.
It's not rigged.
Motherfucker called it.
That's my magic working, boys. This
bitch called it. Holy shit. All right.
Do you want to spin the wheel for the episode after?
Fuck no. You said leave them wanting more, right?
Leave them wanting more.
Leave them wanting more. All right.
Again, you don't give us topics. Show's over.
That's right. So, guys, before we end the show, I just want to say... Manuel in Germany.
Yo!
We see you. Thank you. You're the fucking man.
Yes.
We hope. And look, Dabs is wearing the exact same shirt.
Hell yeah, man.
You know, so now you get a good look at what it looks like. Couldn't be more.
And you already got it pre-autographed on the back tag. If you look at the back tag, it's pre-autographed. I got you.
It comes with the Cobalus designs.
Yeah, I have to say, on the back. That is such a dope fucking thing to have. Like, it's your work, and me and my wife were talking about this earlier as well. Like, it's just like you're worldwide now, baby. Yep. Let's go. You know, BRVG, we already knew that you guys were listening to us around the world, but we didn't know how deep.
So yeah, this really does mean a lot. Like, believe it or not, it does mean a lot.
It does.
Not just it's a matter of, we don't just do this shit because we're looking at some fucking payout or we're looking at to do something huge. Like, no, we do this because we like getting together. We like talking shit. We like shooting shit. We just thought it'd be a good idea to bring those stupid ass conversations to you guys, the viewers. That way you're entertained and it entertains us to do so. So
it's
a win-win. So when stuff like that happens, like it's huge for us because we don't expect it. We're not asking for it. But absolutely, we really, really do appreciate it. It means a lot.
Yeah, go ahead.
What you guys see is just a live version of our behind the scenes conversations. That is literally it. So anything we kinda dial it back a little bit just because, you know, we don't want to offend nobody.
Actually, that's why. With direction, we kind of have a structure. Without direction, we're lost in the fuck.
If we have to question the conversation, we won't. And that's a big thing about us. We have great chemistry. And when it comes to chemistry, I also want to give a big shout out to From the Dungeon Podcast.
Yes, huge shout out for From the Dungeon. Yes.
That Dabs.
We appreciate the love.
You're next. Clean Sanchez Media is on the map, guys. It was nice to finally tell the story. And like Dabs, you got to hear like pretty much the whole story of BRVG.
Which is awesome. If you guys haven't checked out that episode from the dungeon, go ahead and check that shit out. So we'll do this. Cool host. We'll put the link for the From the Dungeon podcast into the description
today.
Yeah.
So
sounds good.
But thank you. We can't wait to talk to you more. You're not smoking, but you could always come here.
Oh.
And we could talk music.
Oh, yeah.
It could be a Bong Rips and Music episode.
It could be a music episode. Absolutely. I'm down for that. Let's talk some music.
Let's do that. Let's put on the category for the wheel, great music to smoke to.
Yes. Put that on the wheel.
There you go. Great music to smoke to.
Which, by the way, Debs, did you see that Sleep Token blooper reel I sent you?
I did not watch it yet, but I will.
Yeah, and you enjoy that. But, guys, thank you so much for hanging out. We love you. We'll see you next time, next Tuesday, same place, same time. Bring a joint.
Or a bowl.
Or a bowl. Or an edible. You know, because I know you politicians like edibles now, so.
Or your vape. Because everyone loves their vapes now.
Everyone likes their vapes. Too.
Your carts. Get your carts.
You can get one at Surefire Boulevard today.
Look at that.
Okay, there you go. See you later, motherfuckers. We'll see you later.
Cheers.